Young Thomas, he was a proper lad, and loved Elizabeth as his life. For years and a half to serve he had, ere he could make her his lawful wife. When this his master happened to know, he learned the bonds of love to break. Then Thomas, a soldier, he straight did go to venture his life for his love's sake. Yet they in private often did meet, their seeming hard fortune to bemoan, and with many vows and kisses sweet, they solemnly joined their hearts in one. At length he, taking her by the hand, said, "Hey, I must cross the ocean main to venture my life in a foreign land. Yet loyal to thee I will still remain. Remember your solemn vow," she said, "by letters my mind to thee I'll tell. Let no other love thy heart invade, so long as I am alive and well." Said she, "By all the powers above, my heart I'll give to none but thee. If e'er I prove false unto my love, then let me a sad example be. I'll patiently wait for thy return, and pray that the heavens may be my guide. The watery waves in flame shall burn before I will break my vow," she cried. He entered on board and left his dear. The winds did rise and the seas did roar. Death did in sundry shapes appear until he arrived at the Holland shore. Then, like a most truant entire friend, after he'd crossed the ocean main, to her he did loving letters send, and she did return the like again. But oh, most unfaithful wretch, at last, in a little more than a 12-month space, for all those solemn vows that were past, another lover she did embrace. But oh, most unfaithful wretch, at last, in a little more than a 12-month space, for all those solemn vows that were past, another lover she did embrace. Now when he returned and found it so, he then was tormented in his mind. He sighing said, "Now full well I know no creature so false as womankind. He still from his heart sad sighs did fetch, and often in passion thus said he, "Thou false and forsworn, perjured wretch, 'tis thou that alone has ruined me." What solemn vows to me didst thou make when first I went from the English shore? But seeing thou art false, now for thy sake I'll never believe a woman more.